Christians mount a global prayer initiative Sunday. A Christian woman is sentenced in a blasphemy case in Pakistan, and an aviation ministry dedicates an historic house in Ecuador. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A lethal attack on Iraqi Christians has emphasized the critical need for an international call to prayer. In the last year, the global church has suffered persecution in the form of arrests, raids, physical attacks, and even murder. What's our best defense?
It's the prayers of God's people here in the relative freedom of the United States for our brothers and sisters who share our faith but who don't share that freedom that affirms in a spiritual way our unity in the body of Christ.
Open Doors' Carl Muller says observing the International Day of Prayer this Sunday is crucial.
Even when we do something as simple as turn our hearts to prayer on this Sunday for the International Day of Prayer for the persecuted church, we do something powerful in the spiritual realm. We encourage the believers to continue to stand strong and to continue to be a light in a very dark place.
Join believers everywhere in prayer this Sunday. Find details and a 2010 review of the persecuted church at our website. Elsewhere, a Pakistan court gives us even more reason to pray. Just days ago, a woman was sentenced to death for blaspheming the Prophet Muhammad. Christian wife and mother Asa Bibi was arrested in June 2009 after allegedly sharing her faith with some Muslim women. Now she's the first Pakistani woman to be hanged for blasphemy. Human rights groups have protested, and an appeal is still possible. Pray that Asa would not be killed for spreading the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, now that cholera bacteria has a foothold in the water system in Haiti, officials say the impact could be felt for years. HCJB Global Hands sent a medical team to help treat hundreds of patients and set the stage for treatment tents for their host, Samaritan's Purse. The aftermath of the outbreak will need all hands on deck. HCJB Global is sending another medical team from Ecuador next month. Every moment is a touch point for the gospel. Pray for spiritual impact, for discipleship, and safety for the teams. Last month, more than 4,000 evangelical Christians from 198 countries converged on Cape Town, South Africa for the third Lausanne Congress on World Evangelization. Well, some of the delegates on the convention floor may have been overwhelmed by the size of the gathering, but not its purpose. Global Advance's David Shibley was a delegate who felt the flow of history behind them.
One of the phrases that came out loud and clear was missionaries from everywhere to everywhere. And that, I believe, is going to be a ringing note over these next several months as we begin to process all that really occurred.
The global church in the technical age means that the task for taking the gospel into the uttermost ends of the earth is doable this generation. Look for God to do big things in the coming years.
I'm very confident as a new generation goes from everywhere to everywhere that we're going to see a great advance for the gospel worldwide.
There are ways you can get involved. You can find them at our website. And Mission Aviation Fellowship is celebrating the dedication of the newly rebuilt Nate Saint House in Shell, Ecuador. The house was the base of operations for reaching the Wadani Indians, the tribe responsible for the deaths of Saint and his fellow missionaries in the Andes Mountains. MAF Program Manager Dan Whitehead.
This first part of the house, we pretty much left it just like it was. If you've seen pictures of in Life magazine, right after the guys were killed on the beach, this is pretty much how the house looked at that point.
The house will now be used as MAF offices, meeting hall, and apartment for short-term missionaries and visitors. Fuel the Missions, Chris Nevin, spearheaded the rebuild.
It started almost 2 years ago with a blog post from a 13-year-old girl that we had helped sponsor to go on a mission trip. She visited the house with her group and talked about how powerful it was and what a shame it was to see it falling down.
Check out the complete story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of mission, danger, and miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God's Smuggler by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.